Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Huh? You doing all right? Glad to hear it. Welcome back. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for listening. So please help me grow this thing, man. You know, help me out. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy, tell your boss, coworker, worker, tell somebody. Man, I'm sitting here outside of the Crow Rec Center. My son is taking karate. I guess I could jump into a milestone. For those who don't know, I have a son who's almost five. His name is Miles, and I do these milestones. One milestone, he's taking some karate classes. So he seems to like it. He needs a discipline and to learn how to control his body and relax. So I think this is a great, something great we can introduce him to. So hopefully he likes it. Maybe we can move on to maybe some jujitsu or something like that. But all that means is I would have to take it too, because I can't have him whooping my ass in 10 years. So I guess it would be motivation for me to get in better shape and keep my skills up, because I definitely ain't about to have my 12-year-old son or 15-year-old son put me in an arm bar because I asked him to take the trash out. Can't have that. Another big milestone, this is his last week in pre-K, and next Tuesday he starts for kindergarten. We're pretty excited. He's excited. He can't wait. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be super emotional about it. I'm probably going to cry. It's a huge moment. I remember the day we brought him home. I remember the first time holding him. And here he is about to start his school career, man. It seemed like it took forever, you know. When we first brought him home, we were like, we can't wait till he starts doing this and doing that. And slowly, man, those days come in and they go. And here he is turning five in just over a month. And he'll be starting kindergarten. It's surreal. So, and I'm getting kind of sad thinking about it, actually. It's just, but he's ready, and we're ready, and I'm excited. I thought my parents were going to be able to come down and walk him in as well, but I don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately. Would have been dope. I know they really wanted to, but, you know, people get busy and things happen, and we can't do all the things we would like to do. So I'm pretty sure I'll be one of, you know, hundreds of thousands of millions of parents posting videos and pictures of their kids going to school for the first time. And I guess I'll just be part of that quote-unquote annoying group. The rest of y'all can just fuck off, and you don't have to like it. So this week, I guess I kind of want to touch on a topic that I've spoken about before, but it's become in the news again. I don't listen to or watch a lot of The Breakfast Club. I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys are familiar with it. It's a huge radio show out of New York City. You got Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, and DJ Envy. And they basically just interview a bunch of entertainers every morning and all that kind of stuff. And Lil Duval was on there recently, and he made some comments about transgender people, basically saying like, oh, if I found out I slept with one, you know, they'd have to die. Uncalled for. You know, it's sad what happens in the trans community when you have these trans women killed because their sexual partners find out after the fact that this person was born a man, and they can't handle it, and they take it way too far and end up killing a person. I honestly haven't done any research on these cases, but I have a lot of friends that say these guys get off with these murders. And I don't even see how that's possible, but if they say it's true, and honestly, it wouldn't surprise me in the right state, you know. I don't mean right in a good way, but I could see somewhere in Alabama, you got some ignorant ass judge and just fucking transphobic people where they go like, yep, I would have done the same thing, let them go. But it kind of sparked a debate. And people were jumping down the Breakfast Club's staff's throats saying, you know, they should be boycotted and kicked off the air. and they want, you know, I actually had a friend saying they didn't apologize. Are they donating money to any causes? It's just like, why are you holding a radio station responsible for what a guest says? That's, they have no control over that. And if you're just bringing in guests that only agree with you, that to me, that's a whack-ass show. And Charlamagne did immediately correct him and go, hey, you can't do that. That's a hate crime. You can't go around killing transgender people. And Lil Duval did back off. He goes, well, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to go around and kill him and all this kind of stuff. What he said was definitely wrong, man. It is wrong. It's sad that people really feel that way. But it just got into, we got into the whole discussion about disclosure and all that kind of stuff. And that's what I'm a big proponent of. Hey, if you're transgender, maybe you should tell people from the get-go. Yeah, and again, not again, but of course, I get pushback on that. I have, a quote-unquote friend. I don't really know him. I've never met them. It's a Facebook friend, I guess I should say. Saying that that's a double standard, you know. If they're going to just have to disclose who they are, then cisgender people need to disclose who they are every time as well. And I told this person, I have no issue with that. If I was single and I was dating people, women, I wouldn't have any issue going, hey, I'm a guy, I was born a guy, what about you? I have no issues with that. I don't know why that's the big deal. And I hear people saying, well, I hear that from the community saying, well, we can't do that because it's not safe for me to do that. But my thing is, it's like, you know what you're doing. You're keeping a huge secret from somebody. And I'm not saying what you're doing is wrong in the sense of, well, you're trans or you're wrong, but what you're keeping a huge secret from somebody, especially when it's time to become intimate. I feel like you have the right to know before you become intimate with somebody what their history is. I think that's fair. If I was going to sleep with somebody and they had herpes, I would want them to tell me. And I'm not comparing being trans to an STD. Okay, and I know people want to take it there, but that's not the case. There's people who are married who step out of their marriage. And if they choose to get involved with somebody, I think they should tell somebody that as well. It's a very dangerous thing to do. I've known people to be in relationships with people and they don't realize that they're the other person. The person's not married, but this person is actually in a relationship. Then you get outside of work and your tires are slashed or your windows are bashed in and you go, what the hell is going on here? And then that person finally comes clean and go, my boyfriend did that. My girlfriend did that. My wife did that. My husband did that. And that person's like, what the hell? I didn't know you were involved with somebody else. Why wouldn't you tell me something like that so I can make that decision on whether or not I wanted to pursue a relationship with you at all? I mean, because, look, I don't judge people. If you step outside of your marriage, I know what I do. I don't know the situation in your marriage. I don't know what makes you happy. All I know is, hey, this is how I operate in my life. If you step out, that's your business. I'm not judging you for that. It's not for me to judge. If you believe in God or whatever, that's for you to deal with when the time comes if you believe in that. So I don't judge people for that. I know it works for me. I know what I do. I know what the boundaries of my marriage are. So, but that's a totally different topic. I've known a case of a young man who was messing with a girl. And this happened out in Las Vegas. This woman was supposedly split up from her husband. You know, and he's staying at the house. And the husband finds out. He goes over there with a bat. The chick is in the shower. And he beats this dude to death with a bat. Dude is dead. It's like, you probably should have known you had a crazy ex-husband. I personally probably wouldn't have went into that man's house where him and his wife used to live and stayed the night and slept in their bed. Not condoning what that dude did was right, but you put yourself in a dangerous predicament. So that's why I feel like disclosure is key. You know, I could see maybe, you know, y'all just talking, nothing is serious. You don't feel like you need to disclose the fact that you're transgender. But I think as soon as that person goes, you know, you realize this person really has feelings, you're starting to have feelings, and it's going to get intimate, I think you should go, hey, look, I'm transgender. Now, if you're cool with that, that's fine. If not, I totally understand. And that's the part that bothers me about some people in the transgender community, or quote-unquote allies of people in the transgender community as well. I'm an ally. And now people go, sure you are. I'm an ally. But at the same time, I would tell them, hey, you should tell people. If you feel like you're really at risk, I think the best thing you do is be honest as early as possible. That way that person knows what they're getting into and they can make that choice. Again, I'm not condoning any violence towards trans people at all. It's not right. But I also don't like dishonest people. I don't like that. There's so many other comparisons. What if you married somebody and this one man or woman didn't tell you that they couldn't have kids? And y'all talked about having kids. And you're operating under the assumption that this person can bear children. And they can't. Seeing people get divorced over that. And I have people defending it like, well, if you did it after the fact and it felt good, what does it matter? It's like, it's not about it feeling good. It's about somebody lying to you. It's about betrayal. And that's what bothers me about this shit too. It's just all of a sudden, it's all about how it felt. How the sex felt. You couldn't tell the difference. Yeah, but mentally, that's not right. And then to even get upset at people who get upset after they find out. Not the people who kill, but the people who get mad. My transgender friend, she was talking about all the different, you know, psychological things that she went through and other trans people go through when they come out as trans. You know, the rejection from the family, how much pain it caused, just the mental anguish, you know, just all the stuff that you go through. And I'm like, well, if it's psychologically traumatizing to you, how do you think it feels to the person that was duped, thinking that they slept with a woman, but you were born a guy? They don't have the right to be upset or confused, you know? You think you're sleeping with a woman, it's just like, actually, I'm a guy. I think you have the right to be like, what the fuck? You can be upset because that person lied to you. It's just funny. They pick and choose when it's physical, when it's a mental thing. It's not right. And I tried to post on Facebook, and I was like, look, I don't think anyone owes anything sexually. Gay men don't need to sleep with straight women. Straight women don't need to sleep with gay men. I've seen so many liberal articles about, you know, how straight men think that gay women owe them something. You know, I've had gay friends and transgender friends talk, you know, post stuff about, hey, straight guys, it's not gay if you want to have sex with a trans woman, or if you like anal sex, if you like, it's not gay. It's just like, why are you trying to push your thing on somebody else? No one owes you anything sexually. Just because that's what you want, don't try to convince somebody that, nah, it's cool to do this. If that's not what they're cool with, they're not what they're cool with. They're not cool with it. The point I made on Facebook is no one owes you anything sexually to anybody. You don't owe anybody any type of sexual anything to make them feel masculine, to make them feel feminine. I had somebody tell me, if you don't have sex with a trans woman, you deny them their femininity. That's not my job. That's not my job. I've seen articles, hey, men, stop telling women they like you like their tattoos. The tattoos aren't for you. Don't tell a woman you like her haircut, her outfit. That's not for you. But now it's up to me to make somebody feel feminine. Fuck that. That's not my job. It's not my job. I don't owe anybody anything. No one does. You like what you like. That's it. And I was trying to tell this person, look, there's so many people out there that like trans women. Why are you worried about the people that don't? Everybody's not going to like you. You've made your choices in life. You are who you are. Everybody not going to like your fucking ass. Point blank. I've liked women in the past. They're like, I don't date black dudes. They're too aggressive. Or a white chick, I don't date black dudes. I didn't fucking sit there and cry and post about how this shit is racist. That she doesn't have to allow me into her goddamn body. It's her body. Even if someone chooses, like, you know what, I'm not cool with sleeping with somebody that's trans, that's fine. No, that's transphobic. Well, what about somebody that's gay? They don't want to sleep with somebody of the opposite sex. Does that make them heterophobic? It seems like a lot of these texts are always on straight dudes. Always on straight guys. I guess they're probably offended because they'll go, oh, a man will fuck anything. And then when the guy's like, I would never sleep with a transgender person. I can understand how that might feel disrespectful. But at the same time, man, it's your body. You can do what you want with it. I'm fine with it, people doing whatever they want to do as long as it's legal and consensual. I don't care. You don't need to convince anybody what's okay to do in their bedroom. And the shit that really kills me about this, coming from the LGBT community, I would say the extreme parts of it, this whole thing kind of got started under the statement or question of, what does it matter to you what people do in their bedroom? Well, in its simplest form, that's what gay people, what does it matter what two grown people do in their bedroom? What does it matter? And I totally agree with that. But now some of these people on the far left, they've become the people that they hated. Now it's just like they're mad at you because of the stuff that you won't do in your bedroom. It's like, why do you care? If a dude wants some shit in his ass, that's fine. If he doesn't, that's fine too. You don't have to try to convince somebody that something is okay. They can come to that shit on those terms on their own. They don't need to tell you that it's okay. Because the people are doing that are doing it, that's fine. It's okay. It shouldn't matter. There's so many things about this that just bothers me. It's just like, I just feel like if people showed each other respect for whatever their sexual preferences are, or fetishes, or whatever you want to call it, or just likes, dislikes, disrespect it. Just show people the respect that you want. If a trans woman or a man approaches you and you know that, hey, you know what? No, thank you. I'm seeing somebody. That's not my thing. And that person should respect that. Just like if a man approaches a woman, hey, sorry, I'm not really. All right. There's no need to be calling people fags and trannies and niggers and, you know, just because they don't want you. There's just no need for that. Disrespect people's boundaries and just leave it alone. And everybody's not going to be okay with everything, and that's fine. It's fucking ridiculous, man. It is ridiculous. They've become the people that they hated from the get-go. I just really just don't think just because you won't have sex with a transsexual person that it makes you transphobic. It's not your cup of tea. And that's fine. I think when it comes to your body, you have the ultimate say in what you allow in it, on it, it's yours. People just need to respect each other, man. So sorry this is such a heavy episode, but I got a lot of good things coming up this week and the rest of the month. So starting this Thursday, I'll be at the Syracuse Funny Bone with Mark Norman and my buddy Ty Youngman. It's going to be a great weekend. I can't wait. And next week I got a show in Richmond on the 19th. And the following week I'm going to be at the University of Pittsburgh doing Nordy's Place. That should be fun. I think that's a Wednesday night. Come on out, check that out if you're in Pittsburgh. And then the rest of the week, I'm doing a few shows at the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival. That should be a real blast. I can't wait to meet the people out there and network and all that kind of stuff. And then the week after that, Labor Day weekend, I'm back in my hometown at the comedy club at the Carlson, opening for the one and only That's right, folks. I said it before. You want to hear it again? Colin Quinn. I can't wait. I'm super excited. So if you want tickets to the Syracuse show, which is this weekend, you have a friend of mine in Rochester, hit me up. Let me know what shows you want to go to. There's six shows, one Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday, and one Sunday. I want to say Friday is, 7:30 and 10, and then 7 and 9:45 on Saturday. So please come on out. Come see the show. Come see Mark. I'm nobody. Just come see Mark. He's great. I'm glad to be on the road with him. So come on out and support. And there's the show. That's the show. Everybody have a great week. Peace.